That traces in many places in Shas. One of them in Ksivas Daf Chof, Baba Basra Daf Mem, is Miyasid, that Be'etzim by every Shtar, there should be a Chsar and a Vipiyam, below any Pik Savam, Eidus has to be written, Al Yidei Ya'eid. As we said, Al Yidei Ya'eid, it can't be given Bichsav. As why is the Shtar kosher? As Tesis says, something that has a tighter Shtar, is a din of shtaris that it doesn't have a chsar and a mipiyah v'loy pipiyah k'savah. What gives something a tayyar shtar? When it's written midas ha-mischayev. That which is written midas ha-mischayev, it gets a tayyar shtar. And then it doesn't have a din of edus, it's a shtar. And in shtar, there's no psul of mipiyah v'loy pipiyah k'savah. By bazei, frek dab nimlum on the sugya, the Gemara has two man beyond that hold that you could write a shtar kedushin without the das of the isha. Already the isha is the one who's mischayev by yedei the kedushin, as you should need to write with the das of the isha because she's the mischayev. Without that, it doesn't have a tayin shtar. As enoch enami, the sugi is handling also the midas midin l'shma. As midin l'shma, you don't need her das. Oh, but there's another din, the din ha-kloli in shtaris, that without a das mischayev, your shtar is not a shtar. Because you should need her das, me din das mischayev. Thus frek the avni milur. As a chayim in Sefer, the facetious parak gimel, wants to say a big yisoy, which is said over also in the remotions and in the ches, in the kovichiyurim, they bring rayas from other places, they try. A big yisoy. That which the Rishonim say Dasa Mischayiv is Lav Dafka. It doesn't really mean Dasa Mischayiv. It means Das HaBala Shtar. Whoever is the Iker Inyan in the Shtar. The Shtar is made on his Inyan. And the Mela, even if he's not a Mischayiv, but if the Shtar is made on his Inyan, then he's the Bala Shtar. As I say over here by Kedushin, is Exeris HaKosev of Kiyikach, that the Baal is the Makadesh. As being that it's the Inyan HaBaal, once you have the Das HaBaal, who's the Baal HaShtar, that's enough. That's the Mahalach of Reb Chaim. And the Kudus HaChidish, so why did the Rishonim always say Das HaMischayim? They should say Das Baal HaShtar. As his Talmidim speak out, because B'derech Klal, the Mischayim, is the Baal HaShtar. Mainly, that's why they say Das HaMischayim. Abedos is a little bit of a dochuk, because Rishonim always say Mischayim, but that's not the Ikka. The Ikka is Das Baal HaShtar. But Kachomer Rabbeinu Agrach, yes. As the Maisa, there's a shayla on this from the Rishonim, from two Rishonim. The choices in Ksubis on Dav Chof that the Amnim Lum is quoting and bringing from, choices actually over there says you need Das Shneya, not only Das HaMischayev. Because that's already a different Knech. V'chein is Mivur and Rishpam on the Mishnah in Baba Basra Kuf Samach Zayin. Over there, the Mishnah says you need Das HaMischayev. Zog der Rishbam, be'etzem you need the Das of Shneyam. But we din zochin la'odam shaloi b'fanav, we always have the Das of the Zeicha. I mean, the one who's gaining from the Shtar, zochin la'odam shaloi b'fanav, as we always know we have his Das. As we only have to ask the Mischayev, because he's the Chiddush, he may not want the Shtar. But the other one, we always have his Das, we din zochin. Before Bain and Taisis and Subis, Bain and Dershman. That's glad the Tais and Subis says you need Dashneim Vidasa Mischayim. As Mepharshim Yesan Taisis, you start off Dashneim, then you continue Dasa Mischayim. But the answer is like Dershman on the Mishnah, because you always have the Das of the Zoicha, because he's always happy that he's getting it. So you always have his Das, and he didn't Zoicha. Abel Chayra, that's not like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, And the Schayev is the Iger in the Shtar, because it's his Chayvus, it's Chal in the Shtar. You wouldn't need the Das of the Zeicha to be your Kayim. B'chayr, in these Rishonim is Mavur, that you need the Das of the Balei Devarim. That's like a third one. That you need the people who this Shtar is there, the Balei Devarim and the Shtar, you need the Das of both of them to make it into Shtar. And that does have a Svara to it. Whoever's involved has to be in the Shtar. Oh. It's interesting. We started off Das and Mishayim. That's the standard Nusach of the Rishonim. Reb Chaim said Das Bala Shtar. Then we look deeper in the Rishonim and we see that really you need Das Neyam. Just you always have to ask the Mishayim because it's a Chiddush that he's masking. You have to ask him. Oh. But now we come back to the Gemara, the Fitesis and Ksubis and the Rishpam. You can't learn like Reb Chaim. So it's Shver, the Shailon, the Gemara, where do you have the Das HaMishayim? As the Eben Ezel in Hilchus Eidus Perek Gimel wants to say a Yishuv on his Rebbe, Reb Chaim's Kashet. I know they all learned by Reb Chaim, because Shurim and Reb Chaim, this is something they won't come me there, Reb Chaim. He brings the Rebbe, Reb Chaim's Kashet, the Das HaMishayim, and he wants to argue on Reb Chaim and say a different word. A local vart by Kedushin. He wants to say Garin Jasan de Fiddish. He says normally when you have a shtar between the Malva and the Loiva, the shtar says the Loiva is Mechuyiv to the Malva, as the shtar is about Shnei. The shtar is saying that it went from Ruvain and it became Shimon. As a normal shtar is a shtar on Shneim, and that's why the Rishonim say you need that Shneim, because they're both the Balei Dvarim. But by Shtar Gedushin, this is Haman wants to be Mechadish, Shtar Gedushin is only a Shtar on the Baal. It's not a Shtar on the Isha Bechlal. Because the words you write in Shtar Gedushin, we had in the Gemara before on Tesamer Aleph, Harei At Mekudeshesli. And those words are the words of the Baal. Because you're not writing the chelik of the Isha Bechla. When you write a shtal milva, you write Ruvain o Shimon money. You write about Shtein. Shimon was called a packer from Levi. You speak in the shtar about Shtein. It's a shtar on Shneim. But over here by Kedushin, you're writing Harei At Mekudeshes Li. You're writing the words of the Baal and the Asiya of the Baal. And it's not a shtar on the Isha Bechla. Therefore, you don't need Das HaYisha in the Shtar, because the Shtar is not made on her Chelik of the Kedushin. The Shtar is made on his Chelik of the Kedushin. And Ravissa Zalman wants to be Mazma with this, the Ashayla of the Lechem Mishnah. There's a very famous Machlekes, Eidei Chsima Karti or Eidei Mesira Karti. Lozer, Meir, Gid Naftali, many places in Shas. Oh. As we Paskin, the Rambam Paskins, Oy Eide Mesira, Oy Eide Chsima. However, the Rambam in Pilchus Eidus Perik Gimel Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes by Kedushin that you need Eide Mesira. Frek the Lechem Mishnah, why is Kedushin different than all other Edusim? By all other Edusim, you could do Oye de Chsima, Oye de Mesira. Why by Kedushin does the Rambam only bring down Eide Mesira? A Sapri B'Sazalmin, because by Ishtar Kedushin, all you have on the Shtar is his Chedekesh of the Asiya. Harei Ad Mekudesh Esli, it speaks about him, it doesn't speak about the Isha B'Chlal, as it's not a good Edus on the Chedek of the Isha. As normally Eidech Sima work, because the Eidech Sima are made on the Chalois that's going on between the two of them. Aber, by Kedushin, where you're only writing the Chelek HaBaal, as then, it's not good to be made. It's not made on her Chelek Bechlal, and you need Eidus on the Chelek Eisha. As over here, you'll always need Eidei Mesira. That was the big raid of Ravissa Zalman. Rav Nochum asks the Shaila on Ravissa Zalman. Rav Nochum asks in the Gemara in Yevamis, Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, the Gemara says, if all you have is a shtar that they were Mikudeshes, And afterwards, the Isha was Mizana, you killed the Isha, pi the Edus that's written in the Shtar. Frek Rav Nochum on Rav Zalman, Harei, how could you kill a Isha? I'll be the Edus of Shtar Kedushin. The whole vod of Rav Zalman is the Ed, the Shtar, is only on the Chelek of Baal, not on the Chelek of the Isha. As how do you kill a Isha from such a Shtar? It's not a good Edus. As L'chayra, you have to say that once the Shtar is Biyad HaIsha, it creates a Umdina that the Kedushin happened. And with the Umdina, you would kill an Isha. The shtar is not made that the Isha was the miskadeshes. But still, if you see the shtar in her hand, there's a umdina that she got in her Berach Kedusha. Okay, that was the big chiddush of Revisa Zalman in Edus Parakimel, the Masbel, the Miyash of the Shail of the Avi Gomor. Okay, that's one Nakuda. Another Nakuda is the Machloikis, the Rambam, and the Ramban. The Rambam and the Ramban, the Rambam says that the Shliach could send the Shliach to tell the Sefer to write the Shtar. And the Ramban is on the Rambam that by get, you can't send the Shliach to tell the Sefer. The Baal's not allowed to send the Shliach to tell the Sefer. As how come by Kedushin the Isha could send the Shliach to tell the Sefer? This is a big shot. As we saw yesterday, the Mahalach of Rav Chaim. Over here, Rav Issa Zalman in the Hagoyis of the on the Ramban, and the Machan Ephraim in Hilchos Shluchim, Siman Ches, they want to say a different Torah. It's an interesting Mahalach. They say when an Isha sends a Shliach to be Makabel Kedushin, as what is the Isha doing? The Isha is giving the Shliach the Koyach to make the Hakna for her. As what's the Lashon of the Gemara? The Inan Das Makne. As when you're making a Shliach, the Shliach is the Makne. As Hamele, it's the Makne that's telling the Sefer to write it. The Gzeris HaKosiv is not that you need the Isha to tell. The Gzeris HaKosiv is you need the Matna to tell. As when you make a Shliach to be Makabel Kedushin, who is doing the Hakna? The lady is sleeping in bed. Her Shliach is doing the Kedushin. As the Shliach is doing the Hakna. As being that the Shliach is doing the Hakna, the Matna is telling. There's no Gzeris HaKosiv, you need Isha Loimer, you need Matna. The Shliach is the Matna. Aye, so why by the Baal? Let's say the same part. When the Baal makes a Shliach, as also say the Shliach is the Makne, and the Shliach could tell the Sefer. What's the difference between the Shliach and the Isha? As on that, the Machne Ephraim says, a vote, a vein on the Megarish Eshes Chapeiro, we'll leave it on the side, but we'll be Mazmer Bo'efen Zu. Over there by Gerishin, the Gzeris HaKosiv is a Baal Kosiv. The words of the Torah is, the Baal is Kosiv. You need him, but Torah's Baal. And you can say, you can't find the Hezbet too. Whose words are you writing in the get? The Baal's words. The Baal is writing, Ani Ruvei says to her, Re'abu Teres Lekon Adam V'chulei. As it's the Divrei HaBaal that's being written in the get. As the only one who could give das to turn the words of the Baal into the words of the Baal are the Shliach. We're not writing the words of the Shliach. Hi, I'm a Shliach and I'm doing it for Reuven. We're writing the words of the Baal in the Shtar. As a Mela over there, the Baal has to tell, have das that the words should work. That's the only way they become Lishma. That's the Kivun in the... What would be the beer in the Ramban, that the Ramban asked the question? As you can learn, the beer in the Ramban is it's Tali and the Machlaikis in Yane Shlichos. That the Ramban learns that the Gedev Shlichos is not that you're Moser the Koyach to the Shliach, that he becomes the Matan. The Gedev Shlichos is the Mashalach does everything. The Shliach is the Yad of the Mashalach. I say, b'zeh, the shliach is not the machne. The shliach is just the yad of the mishalach, but the mishalach is the machne. And the meila, you can't call the shliach the machne. Because that'll be the machlekes. It's a machlekes binyani shlichus. Yeah. There was once a Rizzo Zalman was invited to give a shir in Eretz Yisrael, one of the big yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. And he said a shir which was kilu the standard yeshiva shirvei, like it's totally on the hakir and shlichos, this is the beer of the machlokes. As one of the big goinei ha-yeshiva walked over to Rizzo Zalman afterwards, and he said, you know, you didn't say any chedushim. You're coming to a big yeshiva like one of the chevra. You have to give a knakish shir with chedushim. You said the standard yeshiva shirei. Like, what was your chedushim taira? As if Mrs. Zalman answered, betachlas anava, all the yeshiva shirei is from my notebooks. What can I do? I made the yeshiva shirei. He was a Rosh Yeshiva for 40, 50 years. He's been saying the Yeshiva Shireid. All the Talmidim. What is Yeshiva Shireid? Rebbe says, Zebu. That's where the Fakat. Of course it's not a Chiddush to you, because you've heard it 100 times, all the Yeshiva Shechakirs. But who made the Yeshiva Shireid? Yeah, what is he supposed to do? Zani? Yeah. This is the Gemara of the Sugya of Shtar. He used to give his notebooks all around here, and that's where all the Yeshiva Shirei came from. The kids. Okay. Let's move on to the next Sugya. Who would be? This is the Minola. Because how do you know that you could be kind of with the Amr Babu, Amr of Yochanan? Damakra Bu'ulas Baal, Melamed Shanasala Baal, Avdei Bila. The Pasuk says, Bu'ulas Baal, Melamed Shanasala Baal, Avdei Bila. As the Torah actually says, Bu'ulas Baal twice. Once it says it in the Pasuk by Abi Melech, that you should be Machzer her to Avram, Sarah to Avram, because he's Bu'ulas Baal, and she's married. And once it says it later on, all the way in Dvarim, by a different parasha, the one they bring on the side. As which one is the Gemara bringing down? Machlokes Tosfos Riazakin and Rashi. Tosfos Riazakin says, we're bringing down the Lashon Bu'ulas Baal that we said to Avimelech. That Avimelech, you have to give Sarah back. She's married. She's a Bu'ulas Baal. Why does the Tosfos Riazakin learn that Bu'ulas Baal? Because that's the first one in the Torah. Because of course we're going to bring the first one that it says in the Torah. Rashi learns differently. Rashi learns the second one. Ki yimatzei yish sheichiv im yisha Bu'ulas Baal. The other one is Bu'ulas Baal. What's the Hesbin Rashi? Why are we bringing from the second one and not the first one? Zohar Ramban Bedas Rashi, because over there is talking about Tua Ben Noyach. As you can't bring a Raya of Ishus that's Tua Ben Noyach to Ishus of Acher Matan Torah. From Ishus of Acher Matan Torah, you have to bring from Acher Matan Torah. Now, there's a little bit of Adgasha. Over there is talking about Avram married to Sarah. As you could start hacking with the famous Achakir, the Precious Drachim, Parshas Drachim, the Mishnah Melech Sefer Ala Toira, with the Avis Kaidim Matan Toira, were they Ben Noyach, or were they Yisrael? But the emes is, what the Ramban means is, who are we talking to? We're talking to Avimelech. He's a guy. And we want to be mechayivim for Yisra'eshes. Zichar, when you're talking to a guy, Kaidim Matan Torah, the Ishus is Ishus of Kaidim Matan Torah. As a Mela, you can't bring a Raya from Ishus of Kaidim Matan Torah to Acha Matan Torah. And the Tosfos Riazakin is quite convinced that you could. The Shaila is, what is the beer of this Machlekes? Can you bring a Raya from the Ishus of Kaidim Matan Torah to the Ishus of Acha Matan Torah? As a Nitin Rishus, I want to say that over here, this is a Yesodus Dika Machlekes in the Gedder of Ishus Koidim Matan Torah. And this starts with Pasugin Sanhedrin Nun Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Nun Aleph Amid Beis says that if a Yid is bar on an Ishus Koi, he's not Mukhuyif Misa. Dahainu, a guy is married to a Goy Tup, a female Goy. Yeah. And with a Goyish marriage, and a Yid is Baalel, Ba'afera, Lamaisa, it's an Afera, but he's not Mukhuyim Misa. It's not Kilu who is born at Eshishish. There's a Miyid, Eshish Reyeyu, Beloy Ishtoy Shal Goy. The Shaila is why when you're born at Eshish of a Goy, why is there no Chiyuv Misa? As Rashi in Sanhedrin over there in the Gemara, Rashi says, because Ein Kiddushin Legoi. Taisis says, Ein Ishus Legoi. That's the Ged of the Mir of Reyeim. A Goi doesn't have Kiddushin. Freg the Ram, the Chidushi Aran, Rim Koimai in Sanhedrin, what does this mean a Goi doesn't have marriage? The Gemara later on says a guy doesn't have Erusin. But a guy has Nisuin. And once he has Nisuin, once he does Bia, it's a regular Yishus. As Enochinami, there's a chilek in the way you do the Kinyan. The Yid does Kedushin, then Nisuin. A guy does straight Nisuin. But at the end of the day, they wind up with the same thing. Each one has a marriage, as was shot in Rashi. Thus fret the Chidushei Aran on Rashi. The Hezber in Rashi is Rashi learns that a Goy has no such thing as Ishus, as Kedusha. A Goy has a Yichud. It's a level of a relationship, a low level of Ishus, a Yichud Ba'alma. Aba Kedushin of a Yisrael, a Ishus of a Yisrael, that a Goy doesn't have. And the Chidushei Aran is Chodeh. Fizeh, let's come back to the Machlokes Rashi in the Riyah Zaken. Rashi says you can't bring a Raya from Ishus Koidem Matan Torah, because according to Rashi, Ein Ishus Koidem Matan Torah. That's why there's no Chiyuv Misa. If a Yid is Baalel. Of the Taisis Riyah Zaken, we'll learn like the Chidushei Aran, it's a Miyid from Misa. Aber Lemaisa, he has an Ishus Yehuda. Thus is Chelik number one. Lemaisa, we see another Makkah that a Goy doesn't have an Ishus, a Kinyan like the Yisrael. In Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara handles, how do you know that Mises Habal is Mater? And the Gemara dashens it from a Pasuk. Frek the Pnei Yeshua, so how do you know when a guy dies that his wife is mutter? Hare Tzadziris HaKosiv that was said by Yisrael. Kol HaTayra Kula is said to Yisrael, it's not said to a guy. The Pasuk was said to a Yid. As when a guy dies, how do you know his wife is mutter? As you could learn, like, it's the absence of a husband. No, it's a Tzadziris HaKosiv. It's not a svara. Misvara, we would say, the Ishus would continue. Yeah. It's a pasuk, there's a matter. Yeah. As how do you know a guy? Nos frek the Bnei Yeshua. Abba, the fi Rashi, we have a Gishmaka Teretz. When you have a Kinyan in Ishus, as there was a Havamina, even when the husband dies, but his kinyan continues, his ishus continues. But by a guy, the whole thing of a guy is a matziv of yichud. She's miyuchedes to him. Once he's dead, she's not miyuchedes to him. In the grave, she's not miyuchedes to him anymore. There's no relationship anymore. As misvara by a guy, it's paga. By a yid, it's not paga. This is the Mahalich to answer. another raya. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perik Tes, Alocha Ches. Yeah, Perik Tes, Alocha Ches. The Rambam says, does a guy have Girush? Now, there's someone in America said, you go by the Goyim, 70% of them are divorced. That's the divorce rate, which Mara said by the Goyim. It's a no-win situation. So, by the Goyim, there's no morality anymore. 70%. Can they get divorced? Is it binding in halacha? How do they get divorced? Do they have to give a get? As in the Yushalmi in Kedusha. The first, at the beginning of Kedusha, the Yushalmi has the interesting machlokes. One man, the Yomis, says Goyim cannot get divorced. Once they're married, they're stuck. By a year, the Torah was machadish again. But by a Goy, there's no gerushin. Zehu. The other man, the Yomis, says that there is gerushin of a shaloi miksav. They get divorced without a ksav. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim Perik Tes Halacha Ches Paskins like this man the Amar, and he explains that how do you make gerushin by a goy? Zog the Rambam, there's two ways. Number one, he sends her from the house. The goy says, the kitzur, get out of my house. That's a goy. Yeah. If the goy tells her, get out of my house, zehu. They're divorced. Another way the Rambam says is the Isha, if she picks herself up and leaves. And that's the chilek between a Yid and a Goy. By a Yid, you need a get. By a Goy, you don't need a get. A get is a kinyan. By a Yid, you need a kinyan to be mafkia. By a Goy, you don't need a kinyan. He says, go out of my house, they're divorced. Or, by a Yid, the man has to give a get. By a Goy, no, the Isha could decide to get divorced. Zev, the Isha could walk out. What's the shot? Over here, you could say, number one, by a Yid there's Kedushin, by a Goy there's not. But over here, now that we're learning the Sefer Kedushin, you could say a very Gishmaka Tosefes. By a Yid, there's a Kenyan. That's the first Mishnah that we learned in Kedushin. Aisha Niknis. A Yid has a Kenyan. How do you get rid of a Kenyan? You need a Maisa Kenyan. As you need a Get. A Get is a Kenyan. If you Koina, how do you get rid of a Kenyan? A Kenyan. As you need a Get. A Goy doesn't have a Kenyan. It's a Matziv. A Yichud. We were Miyachid to each other. Fiance, whatever they call it. We're Miyuchid. We're together. We're miyachid ourselves to each other. Aba thus is thus. Aba you could break the yichud. Ba'oid, by a yid, the man is koina. As the man has to give up his kinyan, he has to give a get. By a isha, it's a yichud. As whoever wants, we're not miyuchid anymore. We're not friends anymore. We're not together anymore. We're not. We don't have a relationship. Goodbye. Zew, I'm blocking you on my smartphone. Zew. We're gone. Zero. Relationship over. Zero. As I see it, either one could be. Thus is the Imam. That's the chilek between a Yiddish marriage and a Goyish marriage. Yidden have marriage, Goyim have Yiddish. Thus is the Rambam. The last Malmokum is a Ramban in Yevamis on Daf Sadi Ches. The Gemara in Yevamis Daf Sadi Ches says there's a chilek between the Arayis of a Yisrael and the Arayis of a Ben Noyah. Dainu, there's certain Ishas that you're not allowed to get married to, they're Arayis. Goyim have Isra Arayis too. A Goy is not allowed to be born a sister. He's not allowed to be born his mother. He's not allowed to marry his mother, he's not allowed to marry his sister. A zachar is also to a goy. However, a rayis that are ayyadei marriage, a goy doesn't have. The dogma. your wife's sister. To a Yid is an erva. To a guy is not an erva. Your wife's mother, your mother-in-law. A guy is allowed to marry his mother-in-law, if he'd want to, but he's allowed to make it a din. A Yid is not allowed to marry his mother-in-law. What's the chiddush? Why by a guy is there no isurim of arayis ayyidei kedushin? Zog the Ramban in Yevamos Daf Tzadik Ches, because a guy doesn't have kedusha. He doesn't have kicha. The Issa Arayis was said in Lashon Kicha, which means kiyikach kishisha, which means kedushin. A guy doesn't have kicha. He doesn't have kedushin, as he doesn't have arayis ayyidei kedusha. Aibazei, we put the Ramban on Tzadik Ches together with the Ramban on kedushin Daf Tes Amir Beis. And the Ramban in Kedushin tests on the base. Zok the Ramban, you can't bring a raya from Ishis Kaidu Mandoya to Ishis Acha Mandoya. The Ramban Lashitasai, because it's not Ishus. As Rashi Lashitasai in Sanhedrin, the Ramban Lashitasai in Yevamos. Ganzi Yonte from Lashitasai. It's the Walt. Zok the Biskirov, when you make Birchis Erisin, what do you say? She'osu lonu es arayis ayidei kedushin. Frek the Rush, where do you ever have a bracha that you make a bracha on Yisurim? Brachas are always when you do mitzvahs. You put on tefillin, you put on tzitzis, you learn, you make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on machalas usuris. You don't make a bracha that I'm not eating a frog. You don't make a bracha that I'm not eating a pig. You don't make a bracha on machalas usuris. As what's this bracha on arayis? Those frekin rushing ksubis on dav zayin. Zog the briski rov, lefi the Ramban, is doch gevaldi, is doch yishmak. We're making a bracha on being, having a yiddish kedusha. Where do you, what's the difference between a Yiddish Kedushin and a Goy? They don't have any Arayis, because they don't have Kedushin, and we have Kedushin. As the Bracha is Birchis Erisin, Birchis Kedushin. But a Goy doesn't have it. And that's the Hadgosha of the Bracha. Where do you see it? Because a Goy doesn't have Arayis, on Yiddish Kedushin, because he doesn't have Kedushin. Once we have the brisker of klapa the bracha, we can take it a step further and say, and that's shot in the first Mishnah in Kedusha. Aisha niknes b'shloisha drachas. It doesn't speak about chuppah. As we ask b'shaita, why doesn't it speak about chuppah? As the fizeh, you could say an interesting mahalach. Chuppah is something that a guy has also. Something that was Kaidu Matan Torah, the Musik of Chuppah. As that, the Mishnah is not coming to the Mechadish. The Mishnah is Torah Shabal Peh, do not say Dinim that were Noyeh Kaidu Matan Torah, that's Pashat, that's even to a guy. The Mechadish, the Yiddish Dinim, the Dinim of the Torah. What's the Chiddish of the Torah? Ha'isha Nikmis B'Shloisha Drachim. As number one, it's Mechadish, that she's Nikmis B'Shloisha Drachim. B'Kesef Shtar, Ubiya. By a goy, there's no kedushin b'chlan. But more than that, now that we have Rashi in the Ramban, we have a tifer uptaich in the Mishnah. The whole Mishnah, heisha niknis, is a yiddish musik. By a goy, there's no niknis, there's no kinyan, there's no kedushin. It's doch yichod ba'al. That's the first Mishnah in kedushin, is putting down the yiddish ha'isachas. There you go. Okay. As does get on the machlokes, the Tosfos we are zokin, the Umas Rashi and the Ramban. We say this the machlokes, if you could bring from Ishus Ben Noach to Ishus Yisrael, is it the same thing? Just this is to a guy, this is to a Yid. Or no, to a Yid it was Mishadish Yid. Lashon Hamiri in the Mishnah, a Yid has a Kenyan Chaza. A guy has a Kenyan Chala. Rashi is saying not just cholish, it's a whole different level. Yeah. The Miri himself already in the Mishnah puts down that Yidden have a whole different level. Okay. As marriage by a Yid is different than marriage by a Goy. pizza. It's an andro ing, andro kinyo, andro issues. Oh, those things. Okay. Yeah. As I said, Shaila, where do you, if you could learn it out, which bulas bala are you learning it out of? Let's continue. Amalei Rav Zera, Rav Avu, Amalei Rav Yechanan, Kurezu Shoshana Revi, Ubala, Malamed, Shenignes, Bekir. Revi Abba Furish Apostle, Yikath Ish Isha Ubala. What's the mile of this posse? L'chayr, it's mamish in the parsha of Kedushin. This is a zaitiga pasig in the pasig of Eishis Ish. In the pasig that tells you you're koin and isha, ki yiknesh is isha ubala. Mamish says ledya. Ime hasam hava mina ade mekadish vahada boyel. Kamash bolam. As Rebbe holds, you don't say mekadish vahada boyel. What is the machlokes if you say Mekadesh Vahadar Boyel or not? Zog the Ramban and the Rashba. This is the famous machlokes of Yainis son, different Tana that we have in Shas, in many Mekoimis. Whenever there's a Vav, what is it? Is it a Vav Moisif or a Vav Achiber? How do you read a Stam Vav? Vav means and you need also, or Vav means and a new thing? What is the Pirush of Vav? As Reb Yochanan held, Vav means also. As Mekiyikach Ubala means you need both. And Rebbe holds like the Shita, Vav is not a Vav Achiba, you need both. It's a Vav Moisif, it's saying it's another thing, Kesef. And a separate Vav. As Geita, the Machlokes. That's the appeal of this Machlokes. This is the Fizet, it's a Machlokes. Rather, Lefize, you could answer Shaila the Mefarshim asks that how could Rabbi Yechanan argue on Rebbe? Rabbi Yechanan is a Meira, Rebbe is a Tana. How could Rabbi Yechanan argue on a Tana? On Lefize, it's Gevaldik. It's Tony on the Alta Machlekes Tanoim. How do you have a Vav? Is it a Vav Vaisif or a Vav Achiba? This is the Mahar. Frick. The Marcheshes Agol Interessante Shaila on the Gemara. Where do you ever have that you need two kinyanim? What's this Havanina? You need Makadish, Vahada Boyal? You have to do two Maisa Kinyanim. Where do you ever see such a thing that you need two Maisa Kinyanim? Where did you find such a thing? Void, there's another interesting thing. What's this lashon mekadesh v'hada boil? Kedushin is kesef and bilah together. As it should say, adenois and kesef v'hada boil. Then you do kedushin. What's this lashon mekadesh v'hada boil? Why is kesef mekadesh? If you this out of the gemara, you need kesef and bilah together. As the Kedushin is Kesef and Bia together, so what's this Lashon? Mekadesh Vahada Baya. This L'chayr would be a mocker that Avada the Havamina wasn't that you need two different Kinyanim. Now what do you need? Kesef is a Kinyan, Bia is Ishus. It's a Maisa Ishus. Kesef is a Koina B'chol Makam. And B is a Maisa Ishus. The Havamina was that in order to make a Kedushin, it's not enough a Kinyan. You have to do a Maisa Ishus also. That's the Havamina. Mekadesh Vahadar Boya. Oh. The Fizeh is very good. First of all, the Lashin. And Beis, that's it's not a Havamina, you need two Kinyanim. I see the Mahalach of Rav Shmuel, very famous on the Gemara. Oh, and there's a very fester raya from the Ritva. The Gemara says, the Gemara in the Havamina is, if you're going to say you need Mekadesh Vodabal, Na'am Merasa de Mechayeves Meskila, where do you ever find it? And in the Gemara, you find it by Shtar. And the Havamina was, is if you do Kesef Vodabal, a shtar also needs Vahadar Baal. Frek the Ritva, how do you know that? Ki Yikach is by Kesef. As the Torah says, Ki Yikach, which means Kesef, Ubala. What was the Hava meaning to say that by shtar you need also vahadur kaya? So the Ritva Makish Havayas Ladodi. It's Aram Bir. The Fida Hava Mima, there's no Havay of Kesef. Havay is Kesef Ubiya, Riyachad. The Fimi Makish Havayas Ladodi. The Fida Hava Mina, Kedusha means Kesef Ubiya. As what's Makish Havayas Ladodi? She says, even if you have a mean of Kedushin, Kinyin is Kesef, you just need Vahadu Boyo. As Makish Havai is also on Shtar, you should need also. And the Gemara says, Maskana is Svara, the Shtar is Moitzi, who are the Shtar is Machnes Levad. That's the Gemara. Okay. So that's the big tradition. Let me ask the Olam Ashayla. What does the Olam hold? The Fidus Havamina the Gemara, if you would be boil and then you would give Kesef. Would that work? Hey, Chlod and Dine, Lahaydi, the Fidus Havamina.
She's not yours.
We give the Shem Kedusha. L'chayre, it should be totally on this one. If you learn two Maisa Kinyanim, okay, so I'm doing B.S. Kinyan, I'm doing Kesef. If you learn Kesef means Kedusha and Kinyan, and B.S. means Ishus, as you'd be able to say, you could only do a Maisa Ishus after you were coming. That is the Lashon of the Gemara, it's Makadish Vodabal. That's the Lashon of the Basin. If he's able to learn, it's Takadav. That's a Yishmuchach, but you could have such a Tzad. Okay, thus is the beginning of the Sugya of Gira. And we'd like to ask the Olam to work over to the Gemara of Tchilas Bia, Koina Asayv Bia Koina. It's Bez Hashem tomorrow, Thursday, to learn Gemara Rashi Tosis until the Sugya of Tchilas Bia, Asayv Bia, Yoram Aleph. And Sunday, we could start the Sugya of Tchilas Bia, Asayv Bia. Yeah, the list, the island that's sitting in back, they can move forward. The seats are open, you should make yourself famous, you should come closer. I don't know, back over there, you should come, you should have the seats. Yeah, please, like, make yourself comfortable, move closer. Yeah, it's not as scary as it looks, the close seats. Okay.